Welcome to Stay on Course with me, Julie Riga. My life has been a roller coaster of highs and lows, but what I know to be true is that when we are grounded in our purpose and savor the sweet moments of life, we are truly a success. Today, you are going to get the ingredients for success because life is salty and life is sweet. Together, let's explore the possibilities of our own lives and learn from thought leaders around the globe. Ready, guys? Let's cook it. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to the next edition of the Stay on Course podcast. Today, I'm featuring Gary Vaynerchuk. And if you know Gary V, he is an American businessman, author, speaker, and internet personality. He is the owner of Vaynerchuk Media, the Sasha Group, and so many more businesses. He's really a serial entrepreneur. And this year, I had the opportunity of attending VCon in Indianapolis. And if anybody here understands what VCon is, this is like a super conference. It brings together world-class speakers, trailblazers, thought leaders, and it is really bringing the future leaders together, future thought leaders together in this transformative experience. The goal is to empower, educate, enrich the attendees, and to connect people on a deeper level. And I had the opportunity through the media casters this year to attend as part of the press. While I was at VCon, I had some amazing opportunities. We were invited to a press conference with Gary V, and during the press conference, I heard Gary V say something outrageous. And you guys have to listen to this because this is what the whole podcast is about. It's about what Gary V said at this press conference that really touched my heart. And during this press conference, I also got to interview Sasha Vaynerchuk, which was amazing. During VCon, I had so many more opportunities to meet some amazing people. I met Ramon Ray. I also had a chance to interview Paul J. Daly from the V Cruiser. In addition to that, you may have heard the podcast that I did with James Orsini from the Sasha Group. So today's episode is really focused on what Gary V said during this press conference. To be completely honest, when he said this, I was freaked out. I was like, what is going on here? Does Gary V know that I'm in the audience? Because he was speaking directly to me. And so I'm just going to play the clip right now so you can hear what he said. And then I'm going to break it down as to why this message that he said resonated and hit me so hard.
My biggest audience that I'm trying to put patience on is not 20-year-olds like most people think. It's on 50-year-olds. I'm being serious. You may know this, like, because you're in the mix. Like, my biggest passion right now to teach people about patience are people that are 50. Because people that are 50, because they're 50 now, which means they, when they were 15, 35 years ago, people didn't live to 95 and 100 consistently. Plenty of people were passing away at 55, at 60. So they're confused. They're 50 and they think it's over. And I'm like, it's 2023. We have modern medicine. You're gonna live to 100 and you're 50, which just, you know, I don't know how good everyone here is at math, but that's only halfway. Like, that's only halfway. And like, sure, you've like not had the career you wanted. Sure, you might have gone through a divorce. Sure, you didn't sing because you always wanted to and you just went private. Like, I get everything that every 50-year-old could be thinking about. My thing is, what are you doing with the next 30 years? Like, 50 to, you know, and you know how it is, right? I'm 47 right now. If you told me at 25 that 47 felt exactly the same way that 25 did, I would have laughed you out of the room. But that's what's in my heart. And we all know this as we all get older. The age you are today, 10 years ago, you would have been like, ugh. But then you're here and you're like, eh, it's pretty much just like, right? But unfortunately, it does run out eventually. And so.
All right, so Gary is starting his message off talking about patience. I mean, who wants to talk about patience when it comes to their career or their life? patience is not something that is easy or fun. And then he goes on to say, like, hey, I'm 47 and I feel like I did when I was 25. Well, Gary, I do not feel like I felt like I was 25. I do have a lot more pain in my body than I had then. And guess what? I turned 50 this year. Let's hear what he says next, because this is the part that really threw me for a loop.
You've, like, not had the career you wanted. Sure, you might have gone through a divorce. Sure, you didn't sing because you always wanted to and you just went private. Like, I get everything that every 50-year-old could be thinking about. My thing is, what are you doing with the next 30 years?
So Gary Vee wants to know, what am I doing with the next 50 years? I think this is a great question, and I am pursuing my purpose. So right now I want to break this down, but I'm going to change the order. Here we go.
Sure, you might have gone through a divorce.
Sure, you might have gone through a divorce. Gary, this was the one that hit me hard, because part of the reason why downstream I might not have done the things I wanted to do is because I was busy picking up the pieces of my broken life. I was raising a child by myself. I was having to bring home the money. And at many times it was function over purpose. And so it was, how can I make enough money so that I can feed my daughter and not ask my parents for money? How can I feed my daughter in a way where she doesn't skip a beat and really realize that she is living with a single mom? And so for some reason, in my heart of hearts, I wanted to provide a life for her where she didn't lack for anything. And so I took career very, very seriously, which leads us to the next segment.
Sure, you've, like, not had the career you wanted.
He says, sure, you haven't had the career you wanted. Yeah, Gary, I didn't have the career I wanted because I was busy picking up the pieces of my broken life and trying to fix my money problem. And I sort of missed the purpose message. I really focus more on, hey, how can I take my daughter to Disney World? And in doing so, I ignored all of my needs. I found peace in spending my money. I would get to the mall and I used to say, I'm here now, everything's going to be okay. So I medicated myself by spending the money that I made so that I could be happier in my life. Because in my day job, I was miserable. In my family life, I was miserable. And so all I really had was the paycheck coming in that I was able to spend to make myself happy. But it wasn't a great existence. I found myself making really dumb choices with my money. I did always have my faith, and I do cherish that. I did lean on that. But I got to tell you, there were many years that I spent very angry. Even though I was going to church, I was still angry and frustrated. So that was a really long season of my life. And what happens is once that season's over, you sort of look back and you're like, wow, that was really just a season. A really long season. But I can tell you that it goes by so fast. And those days that you're really struggling, if you could just get through them, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It will get better. I promise you that whoever is going through a divorce right now, it will get better. But during that time, it feels like the worst time of your life. And I'm going to tell you, it is the worst time of your life. And so give yourself patience, give yourself grace. And if you need someone to talk to, please reach out to me. I am happy to speak to you. But now I'm 50 and everything changes. My daughter's going to be 18. She's going to college. And so now I have a different sort of perspective on what's going to matter for the next 10 years. And what's going to matter for the next 10 years is for me to not have regret. I'm hoping that this message will reach people of all ages to pursue your purpose, to find something that you get to do. Not that you have to do, that you get to do, And even better, that you can get paid for it. Let's hear what Gary says next, because this one is going to close it out.
Sure, you didn't sing because you always wanted to and you just went practice. Like, I get everything that every 50-year-old could be thinking about. My thing is, what are you doing with the next 30 years?
The last thing he says is, sure, you didn't get to sing because you went practical. Because when we were growing up, our parents wanted us to be practical. They wanted us to be doctors and lawyers. They wanted us to be able to make money so that we didn't have to ask them for money. They wanted us to get out of the house. They wanted us to go to college and make money. So anytime we would try to be creative, us 50-year-olds, our immigrant parents, and I'm a first-generation American, told us to get a job where you're going to make money. Stop playing around with the music, stop writing songs, stop taking voice lessons, and try to make some money. We were brought up by the war babies. We were brought up by World War II survivors. My grandparents survived the Holocaust. My father was part of World War II in Italy, and I am a first-generation American. Now, granted, I demonstrated talent when I was younger. However, my parents wanted me to be practical. They wanted me to make money. So what I set out to do is prove my parents wrong. I said, you know what? I'm going to show them that I can do this. So I went to a recording studio. I recorded 5 songs. I kept writing and writing and writing. My idea was I was going to be like, one of those songwriters that would just put their pajamas on in the morning and write songs from their living room. That's all I wanted to do all day long is write songs. And so I wrote tons and tons of songs. And what ends up happening is I share them with some people, but then they never really go anywhere. I started singing at church and I was completely discouraged from doing my music there. And so it was a multiple doors shut in my face, multiple drawers shut in my face. And then I was just like, it's time for me to be serious and just get a real job. And then at the end of the day, life happens. So life happened to me. I ended up getting a divorce right after my daughter was born. As a result of all of this, I kept jobs that kept me employed, that kept money coming in, but didn't always feel like this was where I needed to be. I stayed longer at jobs that I should have. I was in environments that I might have not thrived in. And I had to learn some hard lessons along the way. And honestly, this is why I became a coach. For all of these reasons that you have heard today, is the reason why I became a coach, and it's the reason why I want to help people discover their purpose so they can pursue their purpose, so that they can leave a legacy, and so they don't live in regret anymore. And Gary Vee, thank you for these words. Thank you for inspiring me to complete this podcast months after VCon, but I really wanted to get this message out to the world because it's an important message. Stay on course, guys. You have a purpose. You have passion to give. You have service to bring to this world. And if you're not pursuing it, the world is missing you. And we spend so much of our lives being insecure. We spend so much of our lives worried about how our message is going to land that we don't do anything. And I am guilty of this. I am for sure guilty of this. But let's live with no excuses. Let's do this. Let's do it together. Stay part of the Stay on Course community and discover your purpose. Stay on course so that you can leave a legacy. Thank you. Thank you, Gary Vaynerchuk, for being part of the Stay on Course podcast. I know you weren't live with me today, but it is my sincere hope that we can have a real podcast together and that you could come on and we can talk about this exact subject. So thank you, Gary Vee, for being a major part of the story that is being built in America, because so many of us have the same upbringing as you, Gary. We are children of immigrants that are now raising the next generation of humans. And it's our chance now to instill purpose into our children so that they don't have this perfection mentality, but they have a purpose-driven life that they can be proud of. It's not about the grades or the college. It is about the difference you make in the world and that you're pursuing something you love, because that's when the good work happens. So I'm going to end this podcast with a short clip of one of my songs that I wrote when I was in my 20s. And it is called Under the Same Sky. I wrote it as a wedding song, hoping that it would be this big wedding song hit. But here it is. I'm playing it for you.
A whisper of love spoke to me clear. I knew it was you the moment you appear, though in my heart I always wanted to say I knew you before we met, and I treasure this day. A vision of love came to my mind, eyes of a dove, souls of a kind, united by faith. Future so clear, it came from above. Under the same sky, I prayed for you. Under the same sky, I waited for you. Though it took so long, you are in my arms. Together we will stand under the same.
My dad, Ennio Riga, was not just a chef. He was my hero. From the hardships of World War II to the heights of culinary excellence, his story is nothing short of remarkable. Now, this story lives on in Stay on Course, a book that is very close to my heart. It's filled with his own words, his recipes, and the wisdom he imparted to me. Just imagine, 4 months before he passed, he handed me his life story, urging me to finish it. In these pages, you'll discover the secrets behind mouthwatering dishes and the lessons he taught me about leadership and perseverance. And trust me, there are some incredible tales in here, like the time he pulled off a birthday bash for Frank Sinatra with just 48 hours notice. So, if you're hungry for inspiration and craving a taste of Ennio's legacy, head over to stayoncoursebook.com. That's stayoncoursebook.com. Grab your copy and let his story ignite your passion.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Stay on Course. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so Julie can continue serving up delectable experts and appetizing content directly to your earbuds. And remember, right now, you have the ingredients to be living the life you are meant to live. This has been a production of The Media Casters.